Siman Reish Ches, Sif Yud Beis. So in this Brocha Chorna of Me'in Shalosh, Maskirim Bal Me'in HaMa'ara B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh, we mention the occasion both for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, and for Rosh Chodesh. So we mention Me'in HaMa'ara. Again, it's an abridged version of what you would say in benching. Avalav Chanukah Purim, we don't mention Chanukah Purim. Okay, end of thought. New thought. Im ochel peris mishiva minim. He ate fruit, one of the fruits of the from the shiva saminim. Vochel minim mezonis b'shasa yayin. And he also ate mezonis. He also drank wine. So he needs to say an alamichya. He needs to say alagafen. He needs to say alaisopioites. Ala peris. So yichol akol b'bracha achas. So we don't make three separate brachos achronos. We don't say one for alamichya, and one for alagefen, and one for aloeitz, which you might have done, right? You know, each one carries his own bracha achronos. No, we put it in one big bracha. V'yakdim emichya v'chokach gefen chokach eitz, and the order is alamichya v'alakalkala alagefen v'apriya gefen v'aloeitz v'apriya eitz. V'yomer ala michyo v'ala chokolo v'ala gefen priya gefen v'ala eitz al priya eitz v'chosim ala oritz v'ala michyo v'ala priya gofen v'ala peiros. Now, I haven't figured out that idea which you have of saying v'ala chokolo rebbe mirimik eitz and it's a zogin doesn't work in this situation. Ala oritz ala michyo v'ala priya gefen v'ala peiros. Where do you put in v'ala chokolo? No place to put it in. Right.
So, what was the order again? It's first we do the alagefen.
So the chashivas is the mezonos is the most chashiv.
Yeah.
Wine is second to it, and peiros is last. Maskirin bal nun zayin. Bein al minim mezonos, bein al yain val peiros, whatever you're making your main gimel about. So you mention in the bracha achrona, you mention about the day. Min amara, hanu kadam sharmer, kiato Hashem tamu meiti. Yomer b'shabbos b'seim b'chazin b'yom Hashem b'asad zeh. B'yom tibar b'schein l'tabah b'yom chag ha'ploni hazeh. B'chein b'shkadosh yomer z'chein l'tabah b'yom ha'shachadosh hazeh. B'yavad afil al hizker min amara is yotze. If you did not mention it, b'yavad you are yotze. Okay. Avoloi, then we said the second point, we don't mention the Chanukah Purim. To afilu brichas amozen, enu mokuyiv lahaskar mitzad adin rak mitzad min hoga, kan leka minu klal alze. So the Gra explains what's the difference. He says, because that which you mentioned in benching is itself was a sofa later on, added later on, not an intrinsic din of benching. That's talking about Malanisim. That the din of Malanisim. That we're mentioning and benching. It says that's not it's mitzvah min hagel.
What about the
Malanisim
in the trail?
No, that's the tekana. V'yatam amichyo. So we mentioned all three in the bracha achrona. Fisher b'chasav Rebbe Nizanis shehiyah chashuv b'mavurer is the bracha Rebbe Nizanis is the most chashuv, and it is specific. Gam kadem in the pasuk, it's mentioned first in the pasuk. Eretz chito sara, so chito is the first thing mentioned in the pasuk, and rachakach yayin shagam kain chashuv b'yesh la bracha pratius. Wine has a chashivas as well. Wine also has a unique bracha, just for wine. So that's they're like looks like just like bread has a unique bracha just for bread. So they're both considered more chashiv. Okay.
I don't know if this is really the appropriate time to ask this, but I've always wondered why is it that the same way that bread sort of covers everything, and I kind of get that, okay, bread is the meal, essentially. But why is it that wine covers all drinks?
We look at wine as such a chashuv drink that everything else considered a second tuffel to it.
But you would then, I mean, not that I agree with this, but an awful lot of people think that whiskey is an incredibly chashuv drink, and yet that does not seem to have the same halacha.
No, this is a chashivus. The chashivus of wine is embedded in the Torah. Multiple places the Torah talks about the importance of wine. You don't have a type of same thing with bread. It's not just because people think it's important. The Torah clearly described it as bread is important. Even though we had it before, what's the correct lesimer for when you make say nach bracha chorna on wine? Is the correct bracha chorna bray pia gafen or is the correct bracha chorna alaperis? If you're saying alaperis for the other fruits anyway, you might as well say just be semach and that's it, and just say alaperis and that's it. Fine. But even though the Magen Avraham argues that the Shulchan Aruch says you say you do mention the Al Priya Gofen and Al Paris.
Why is only
Al Paris? What?
What can you say? Otherwise, only Al Paris.
Right, because we said before there's opinion that we said in Sifir Aleph we brought there is Machlokes. What is the correct chasima for the saying on wine? Is the correct chasima al oritz al priya gofen? Or is the correct line al oritz al paris? That was sefirat aleph. So you already brought a shita which says that's the correct bracha anyway. So you might as well just do that shita. Bracha in sichel loshar kan dein moisav shem yukenin kapeda shirmer be priya gofen uperis achubanim b'yevanim loy amar priya gofen vadayin chayz. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's not bracha chen and srichel because the person says. He's not saying an extra bracha to Hashem. He's not saying an extra shame to Hashem. He's just, within the context of what he's saying, he's adding this point. That's not a problem. But that is true. But yeah, but a person did not say, he didn't say, Al Priya Gofen, he just said, Al Michyah of Al Paris. Excuse me, he'd be Yotzeh. If I didn't, he doesn't go back. Sefer Gemel. In Ochel Paris Meshivas Aminim, Ochel Tapulchim. So he ate one of the types of fruit which requires a aloates, and he also ate say apples. So do you say an ala oritz ala paris for the fruits of the Sefer Aminim, and then you make a separate brainer for shows for the apple? So Zot Mechaber. You do not need to say red afoshes on the apples. Shagam heim akal pirchas al oetz. Shagam heim pri ho oetz heim. When you said the bracha of al oetz, al oetz, al pri ho oetz, al tidros asad, the bracha of al oetz, al peiris, you said, thank Hashem, for peiris, any peiris, including these ones. See, even though normally we have a rule that a case where you're chai written in a brain of afoshes, Alamichi doesn't cover for you. That's we're talking about the general idea that it should cover you can't say Alamichi for brain and foshes or vice versa. But over here, we're saying something else. It's not that you're saying that this is mamish peros, and that's why it's yotze. They're aloates. Sorry. Shagam heim priyate him. Avli imochot tapuchim b'shos ayayin. Sarach lebar brain foshos ala tapuchim. But however, if he only drank wine, didn't eat any fruit, and he had an apple, so you can't use the bracha churna of even if you. So the bracha is ala gefen val priya gefen. It's very specific. You're thanking Hashem for gefen that you took from an apple tree, not from a gefen. Yeah, but your chayis said according to one opinion, our Lord said the payers, but that's going back on the payers mentioned before. So either way, that's not an option. In other words, shasi yain shal lebarak b'ayin foshes al tapuchim. B'kol shkenim ochel boser pri adama b'shasi yain ochel mishibas aminim. Shazarak lebarak al kol achas ba'achas. So you have to say Brenda Fashos for the food and then Ella Geffen for the wine or the Shivas Aminim. Who are the Ochel Boser Bedogim Ochel Machmesh is Aminim, Eno Berchus Alamichia, Pateras is Boser Bedogim. The same thing is true by Alamichia, that the Alamichia does not cover Boser Bedogim, which require a Brenda Fashos. Samach Beis. So if a person said Alo Eitz, Valpio Eitz, he doesn't need to say Brenna Foshos because they're considered Alo Eitz. They're from a tree. Holav Ochein Bruch Amen Sholos Pateres Brenna Foshos Supposed Vachin Lehepach. So this is all, like we said, this is an exception. In general, we know that Brenna Foshos does not work for Bruch Amen Sholos and vice versa. The two do not work one for the other. And in this specific scenario, because you said specifically Peros or P.O.A.s, and that is 100% true to what you ate. You ate it so much of P.O.A.s. So you didn't say the Brenna Foshos for the Te'enim or whatever it is. You said for fruit. So you said for the fruits, that's it. It's not because they would not theoretically be possible to use this bracha, because I were mechayiv you to use that bracha. But v'achshav shemavar b'lav hachi brachos, you're saying it anyway. But here's why shouldn't have had to. V'davki mochot tapuchim. Atzmam, I will schotan mishosam meimayin einipter berbirchas aloeitz la pri huklal. But if you made like an apple cider or an apple juice, so then you cannot use the bracha of aloeitz to patre. The thought process being, well, this is the what it produced. The answer is that unless it would be the normal way to eat it, the bracha rishona is not bray pri ha'etz, and the bracha achrona is not main gimel. It was nishtana, the zeya comes out, etc. Shosa yain, a person had multiple few bracha achronas. He had cake, he had wine, he had peiros. The person who served the b'chsim of the bracha yain mistaim al oritz on the peiros. Now set for yourself. So in case where it's wine, so that's irrelevant to say you should pater up the Paris just by saying al gefen pri gefen. Even if you say the bracha chorna, that you end off the bracha with al oritz al Paris, but you're referring back to the Paris mentioned earlier in the earlier. Okay. They argue. After the yotze, kam al tapuchim. If you said alor it's al pri gofen, obviously it doesn't work for the apples. You said alor it's al peiros, maybe it works for apples also. Well, can you shazor hecha shorech al tapuchim mishas hayayin, shivar tchil brevi nefoshos rapos, al tapuchim, shisayim berichos hayayin alor it's al pri gofen.
If someone says a similar, it's considered a tree. Theoretically, the lashon makes sense. We said, no, don't say it. So someone, it's not similar, and the lashon doesn't make any sense. I should say it. Come, you don't say it.
Why?
If you don't use the bracha of Allah 8, or Allah Tlaperis, for apples, even though it's a fruit, because you don't use it for eggs, which are brain of oshas. Okay.
Why would you think to use on eggs a bracha for the
Why does the Ramah feel need, the Rashi Shachanar feel need to point it out?
I mean, eggs don't grow from a tree, so why would that be? Even a possibility.
I'm not sure. What then, im some of all? What's going on? If he had basu dogim and mezonos, you'd make an alamichya, and you still have the same rate of rushes for the basu dogim. This is all talking about you ate them distinctly and separately. It's not a question of Iker and Tafel. It's not a mixture. I'm not talking about mixtures over here. Yudal, just a Yana Berach Rapier Goffin. You drank wine. You said Rapier Goffin, Vachol, Novim. And now you want to eat grapes. So, Circle Berach Alem, Rapier Eats. So he said, 1 second, I already made a bracha on the pre of the goffin. So why do you think, now I want to eat some grapes. So aren't the grapes the pre of the goffin? So I should cover it as well. No, you have to say pre-eats. We don't argue that this is the produce of the vine, the grapes. It should be included at least b'di'evad in the rechus ayin. K'mashalon, deloy. So he said, no, that's not true. Grapes are not considered the pre of the goffin. Pre of the goffin, the Torah refers to. Whatever it's referring to, that is referring to wine. That's what the Gaffin is able to produce for us. It has to go through many steps, but that's really the result. That's the pre of the Gaffin.
But grapes are also fruit of the vine.
And where you translate the word fruit. I do not translate. It's the produce. So what do I mean produce? It's the product. The product is defined by Chazal is what its purpose is. There are many things which are byproducts, right? Things which come out of it. But when we use the word the pre of the Geffen, we mean that which is it's supposed to be producing. And the primary purpose of this is to produce wine. So the other things are considered, it's not considered the pre of the Geffen. Okay. But
grape juice is wine.
That's we say. Come on, that's not true. So even if a person by bracha korona, you said alei gefen up your gefen, you still have to say alei up your eitz. But the learned the time of the yotzei birchas alei gefen shemvarach alei yain. So the hasker gam ken alei eitz. Michal im birchas a gefen birch achas penalbas if you're eating wine and grapes. So your bracha korona is going to be alegeva priyeva and aloeso priyeva. You cannot just say that the grapes are included in the wine because they're part of the gef. Okay, tesvav. If you have a bracha ala novim bere pri hagafen or achreim alegefen, so the Shulchan Aruch says, but if priyeva, if you did say them either the chila bracha bere pri hagafen or priyeva on the grapes, you said alegefen. Mechaber holds that you're yotzei. Mishabura samal tes in priyeva. So now the case that the Meshuchan Aruch gave was that a person picked up a cluster of grapes and says, so what about a different scenario? He picks up a cup of wine and the grapes on the table and he says, okay, I'm going to make a bracha and include the grapes, also good. The case before was the person had said the grape goffin, not thinking about the fruit, the grapes. Okay, you say, excuse me, you have to make a new bracha on the grapes. And all eights, you have the grape eights. But over here, it's not really the proper bracha, so it's a b'di'evad. The chila, we would not tell you the b'di'evad with that, but if a person had a specific intent to do that, he did. See, that's what he said. What about the opposite? A person made a bracha b'di'evad on wine. Yes, yes, been a place given to Machlokes. Yes, Sharon the Yotze, but he had it. Yes, Sharon the Yotze. The Sabbath Bracha is the Hakel. So in Suffolk, if a person said prayer eights on wine, b'di'evet, he will not go back because of Sabbath Brachas. Okay, Sif Tes Zayin. Shosa Yayin Umayim. A person drank wine and water. So here, the same way in the Bracha Rishayna, the Bracha Brepe Gophin covers the water, so within the Bracha Chorna, it covers the water. En la Bracha Lamayim Brein HaFoshos. Shabirchas Yayin Patarta. You don't need to say Brein HaFoshos. The bracha of the wine covers the water. Kashem shabircha bracha b'shana yain perta kol mini matzim. Just like in the bracha b'shana, the bracha of the brei pei gofen on the wine includes the other drinks. Who are in the bracha b'shana includes other drinks. Ayin Aleph, the bottom of page 238. Umayim, who are then kol mini matzim afa chashum b'yaser. Any other type of drink is included in the bracha chorin of Ala Geffen. It's Eilu Lavorach. Mari Kishakav Ala Yayin. Vos Perta Filo Lohoyu Mashkim Lofonu B'Shasa Bracha. So now, when does the wine part to the other drinks? If they were a person, they were conveyed to have a wine party together, they sit down to enjoy wine, and they had other drinks as well. They're clearly tuffled to the wine. The bracha chorin for the wine covers everything else as well, automatically. Oida Mari Shoya Mashkim Lofonu B'shas bracha, you had the other drink here when you made the bracha on the wine. You had intent, or even if you haven't had, but you planned to eat it. So that's equivalent, or drink it really. Vos part I feel l'shasa rak kais echad. Even though you only have one cup's worth, I'm not sure what the chiddush that is. Fine. I will imloy kava. If they did not sit down together in order to have a wine party, and you didn't have the other drink here when you made the ripri gofen. So you need a new bracha. Later on, they bring it in. He has to make a bracha rishana, and he has to also need a separate bracha achrona, a brain of foshas independent of the ala gefen. You no longer plan to have any wine. Then you brought the other drink in. You need a new bracha b'sharna because you have no intent to drink anymore. So we have this kiddush before. So it'll be considered tuffel to the wine. It may include in the wine's bracha. Even if you never had intent to drink it per se, but since you had an intent to be kaveya and have a kaviyas of yayin, so all of the drinks which come are considered secondary. Similarly, you'll need a bracha rishona because you didn't have, weren't planning to come to have that drink. But the bracha chorina, in the case of your kaveya, even though you were mesia das, you need a new bracha rishana. You don't need a bracha chorina on the other mask. Okay, sif yud zayin. Birchas sholish eno pateres me'ein sholish. Benching does not pater. We'll see. The mishabur is going to argue on this, but shulchan aruch shita is that benching does not pater al mechus. Person is supposed to say an alamichya, instead he benched. He's not yotze. Shimochel daisa. And birchas hamazon patarta. If a person would have farina, so he needs to say an alamichya, and then he benches instead, he's not yotze. I will be yayin, but one exception is for wine, birchas sholish patarta. So that's if a person was benched by mistake after having had only had wine, so b'di'evad benching would work for that. Shibirach alayin birchos amozin b'mokim alagefen is yotzev.
Right, that was the
word
in brachas.
Okay, now. Who had any berach al tzemorim berachas amosin b'malkam alo eitz? Person ate some dates. Supposed to say alo eitz or pio eitz, and he benched instead yotza. Phil omer ella berachas amosin. Furthermore, not only do we say that he's yotze with benching, if he just says the first brach of benching, he's yotze. That's true in the case of wine. The person is supposed to say an alagefen. He makes a mistake and he says, starts benching. So he finishes the first bracha, then he calls him, when he thinks, what did I just do? So he stops there. So, he be yotze. Vimnisker anshalei chosim birchas hason. But, this is all talking about, he already said, birchas Hashem alakenim alakalam, and zanus alam klub is a boy. Birchas Hashem alakenim alakalam. They say, you can say, what did I do? Okay, he's yotze. Let's say a person is well into the paragraph. Right? And then he realizes, what am I doing? All I had was wine. Right? So in that situation, he didn't say the chasim of the bracha. He didn't say bracha to Hashem. He didn't say the chasim of bracha to Hashem. He's before that point. Seemingly he's well into the paragraph, but he's before the point of Baruch HaTashem at the end. So then Allah is Yaskol Val Shin Chatala Vesenu Eretz Chemnat HaRechaba Saim Baruch HaAchaz Mishalosh. So you morph it back into a Baruch HaAchaz main Gimel. You make it into an Alamichya or Alagefen or Alaitz. Okay. Zog to Mishabura Ayin Dalet. So the case which we have over here is in the case of mazonis, you go back to alamichya. In the case of wine, you go back to alagefen. In the case to in the case of fruits, you go back to alaitz.
That's what it means by the valerts
No, I'm sorry. He goes back to Al Shin Chal. He goes back to Val Shin Chal Tavas and Eretz Chem Terechova, because he doesn't have to say repeat because he already said about Zon, right? Okay, that's what I meant to say. Thank you, Tzvi. Aindal Chimochel. It's a learner. Shalom Besachasura. This is not during a meal. Dila Besachasura. We're not talking about a case where a person had these items during the meal. These items during the meal, benching covers it. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a case where a person had it not during the meal, and then he started benching on this non-meal. Daisa. So he made a cooked type of a grain. Wooden, sharmini, tafshilim, shemich, mishamini, dogim, any type of a cooked grain, oatmeal, whatever it be. Now, so what's going on? What's the problem? The problem is, why did we say that your yotze when you say benching, the first bracha benching, on dates? Because dates are zon. Dates give sustenance. Dates are very healthy and they have a lot of nutrients and they really are good for you. And yayin? You said zon sakal on yayin. What's zon sakal on yayin? The Morse says that wine gives sustenance. So the Morse says, okay, great. But by the way, zot shulchan aruch, but if you have oatmeal, no, zot is not good for that, because it's not sustenance. Well, does it make any sense? Right? V'af, the call zeh, who zayin yersim tomorrow. Definitely, your bowl of oatmeal is more like hazonos hakol, mazonos, than dates. So what's the pshat? So why, by the case of dates, do you say that the person is yotze with the bracha of saying the benching on it afterwards? And by case of oatmeal or farina, he's not yotze with benching afterwards. Now, Mishmur's been many achranim argue on the Shulchan Aruch. But what's the logic of the Shulchan Aruch? It's like this. Pilahaki. So what's the argument of the Shulchan Aruch? Kimin the islahu iluya achrina bapas, shapas nasa ikir mimine yadogin. The Shaya Birchas Sholosh came to pass. When you're dealing with wine, you're dealing with dates, there's no greater bracha on wine or dates than main shalosh. Fine. Then he came along and said, you know what, by the, he benched instead. Okay, so he did a glorified main shalosh. But that's but all you're doing is this is being yotze your main shalosh. But over here, when you deal with the grains, the five species of grain, where there actually is something which gets a benching, there's something called bread. Right? And this is not bread. And this is the bracha that's supposed to be ala mechya. So you say, I'm sorry, you cannot appropriate. So here, this item, grain, the flour of such grain, can be made in a way which benching is really truly appropriate. So then you cannot take that and use it for... We're contrasting between the appropriate case and the non-appropriate case. So the contrast is more significant over here than in this case, and therefore over here you're not yotze. That's the Shulchan Aruch. But the Adel didn't eskimu kamachar and shalik v'das mechaber. However, many poskim pass not like the mechaber. If you look at your lineup in the Shar Tzion in the 9 Hay, it says, Beragoyle, Pichodesh, Shevan Oizer, Chay Masha Gam Kamer Groa, Bechayodim, Beshar Achredim, Ayim Bechayodim, Bechlushu Kveger, that the brings on the Ran says, you are Yotze. Okay. So then for the Halakha Lamai, so many poskim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, and they say, that if a person would bench mistakenly at something which he's supposed to say in Alamitra, he'd be Yotze B'di'evet. The same way he's Yotze B'di'evet if he's supposed to say Nala Geffen, or he's supposed to say Bracha Chorna on dates and he benches instead, he'd be Yotze. So over then if he has Mazardis and he benches instead, he's Yotze. Now, that's what they say, Alachal Amaisa. Ela the Daisa B'chein Kol Shum Amini Dogen B'di'evet B'rchaz Amazim B'tarta. The Kiman Huzayin L'Gri Amini Tomorrow. B'kol Shkem B'pas Kistin the Vadi B'rchaz Amazim B'tarta. Now, the example we gave over here was a cooked grain, cooked Mazardis. What about baked mazonos? Well, baked mazonos is pasul b'kistin already. That's for sure that your benching will be yotzit, because it's really a form of pas to some extent.
So, is the fact that it's baked and not cooked, that, because you just said a minute ago that really, if you had something like oatmeal, which is not baked, oatmeal is cooked.
Right.
Is that the reason why it doesn't quite do it? I'm
No. We're arguing the mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah is now saying that they disagree with the mechaber and they hold that benching does work for mezonos. She says they argue in the case of the mechaber, which is talking about a bowl of oatmeal, that benching will work for that. They're arguing on the Shulchan Aruch and they're saying benching does work for that. So Kolshken, they're going to argue and say that benching will work for baked goods. It's a kalvachar. Benching works for.
For cook, it'll certainly work for
bait. Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Bayai in the Shulchan Aruch says that a person would bench be yotze. So I feel like shoshas shaloi b'secho suda. Again, it's not wine during a meal. It's the wine not in a meal. Gam kem b'di'evet poitroi k'shabira chalo b'ircha zimosim. But Tom, so what's the pshat? Why would benching work for wine? Mor says, "Given the yayin zayin b'sayd alev k'may lechem." The Mor says that yayin does give sustenance. It gives a person can actually get a feeling of being full, etc., from having wine.
I remember there was a Gemara in Brachos that we said that we learned that if you had a meal and you benched on a kus of wine, so then after benching on the kus of wine and you drank the wine after the benching, you would then have to bench again for the wine.
Konya b'kiva, yeah.
And it was like, and so then if you benched again for a second time for the cup of wine on another cup of wine, and they were like, aim the dove herself. You just constantly be benching and drinking
Correct.
Wine and benching and drinking wine, and there's never an end to it.
Right.
And I always thought that was like amazing.
Right.
But it's like, so I get it, it's from that Gemara. So, and you said that's according to Rabbi Akiva? I didn't remember that.
That Gemara is Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Akiva was saying that that's what would come out of Rabbi Gamliel. Okay. Yeah, Rekiv is saying that's what comes out of Rav Gamliel. Okay. Now, Al Tamorim. So the same thing. The halacha is by case of Tamorim, where a person would say benching instead of Alo Eitz, he'd be Yotze, Ayin Zayin. Tamorim Nami Zayin Kein Minei Dogan Rishayach Bubidi Eved Birchas Amazon. It does give a certain. It has a sustenance type of a reaction in the body. Mashiach Bishar Beni Peres. I feel the Mashiach is a minim. to be evident in your Yerzebrichos and Mosin. But if a person had pomegranates and benches afterwards, he's not Yerze. He has olives and he benches afterwards, he's not Yerze. Not only that, is he Yerze with benching, he's Yerze even with use of the first bracha benching. Ela Brichos Hazon. Oh my God, shame remain shalos. Now you have a problem. You're, some of the thoughts which are mentioned in the bracha chorah about main shalosh are not mentioned in the paragraph of Azonos Olam Kol Mitzvoy. That's all you said. Person, right, bench all the way till Azonos Olam, and then he chopped, what did I just do? So he said, okay, b'di yavid yoytzei. It was tamorim, it was wine, it was mezonos, your yoytzei b'di yavid. But I didn't mention the other things I'm supposed to mention. Now what happens? So we're not going to add now that he said the bracha, we're not going to add the other elements in. It's too late. So you lost it, but you don't go back. The person realizes before he finished the first paragraph, he would go back and start from with the same benching. No, I'm talking about a benching. You would go back to what you're supposed to say in Alamichya. Now that's not the right lotion. Valerus coming to Rechum, which receives him in Hatha Basin, was the lotion of the benching. I'm not sure. Less the Shukhanar, because that's the Swarm have a different lotion in their benching. Okay, let's hold it here.